Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's Offman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Commanders OTAs, Phase 3, Day 1 in the books. I was there. I thought for a second I wouldn't be making it here on time because, buddy, Anthony Haney, super producer of the show, magically on the other side of the screen here, if you're watching on YouTube or right there in real life, the other voice you're about to hear. Instant traffic, just add water, a DMV tradition. Unlike any other. Oh my God. I left Ashburn at, let's see. Actually, I can tell you what time I left Ashburn because I sent someone a text. I was on the phone with you. Well, actually, I can just check that. I called you at, this is twice this week, by the way, that I've checked my phone log to see what time you called me. Or I called you. The other one was because Anthony wished me a good night on Monday. If you missed that segment yesterday, highly entertaining radio. Go back and find it. I think it was 6:15. I called you walking through the parking lot at 2:27. By 2:30, I was pulling out of Coach Gibbs Drive. There was a point that my GPS said I was going to land here at 3:57. Luckily, I got about 3:47, which allowed me to eat my lunch. Yes, lunch at 3:47, and get us set up for the show here. But I was a little scared there for a moment.
3:57. Oh my God. I'm not gonna lie, I've had that feeling before as well. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, so it took me well over an hour to get here. So if you're out there driving through it right now, please drive safely. Don't cause a wreck, because that's a good way to not get where you want to go. We have a loaded show today. Obviously, I'll talk about here in a second some of the things I saw. You'll hear from Dan Quinn in a moment as well on some of the guys that we didn't see. Cliff Kingsbury spoke, Tyler Biotish spoke, Jaden Daniels spoke. All of the best sound of the day and a pick six coming up at 6 o'clock. We also have a couple of other things happening today. A lot of you might be driving up to Baltimore to see the Fever and Mystics game, although perhaps less than originally planned because Caitlin Clark is not playing. We'll talk about that. I also talked to Jalen Lane, the Commanders rookie wide receiver. We will let you hear that conversation at 4:30. 4:45. What do we decide? 4:45. We also have Mike Rizzo this morning on the Junkies defending himself and the Nationals organization after a piece that came out that I am fascinated by that was written by Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic. So we will discuss Nationals. Yeah, we're going to do a little Nationals today as well. But we start with OTAs and what we saw and what we didn't see. And what we didn't see is perhaps the bigger headline and who we didn't see. Who we did not see included Terry McLaurin, expected based off the current contract situation. But we also did not see Laremy Tunsil, and we also did not see Marshawn Lattimore. What do we make of that? Here's Dan Quinn talking about some of his veterans. Three of the four most expensive players on the team, I do believe, not showing up to the voluntary workout today.
What's your approach with that? It's a voluntary situation, but you obviously would like guys here, but it's voluntary. So what's your approach on handling all that?
I think it's not one size fits all for everything. And in my opinion, like, this has been a fantastic offseason. And it's not just the players. It's also the coaches too, John, to say, can we level up, you know, and to level up, you know, what do you look at? And what do you want to change? What do you want to keep the same? And so the offseason has been excellent, you know, and so I've been in touch with every guy on the team. And so I've really enjoyed this time. I also have some, you know, stronger relationships than you did maybe a year ago with everybody being new. And now so that blend of the year two players, you know, to go through with it. It's one of the things I do enjoy about coaching. Like, if you can get to know the man before the ball player, it helps take it and push it a little further. And so for the guys who are the year one, the new players here, not just a rookie, but a new free agent that may have joined the team, getting to know them and watching them practice today for the first time, like, you could see guys work hard in the strength and conditioning, but it's another thing to see the speed of processing and on the field. And so today we just did some 7-on-7 and some 2-minute, and then we'll add more team as we go. I like to ramp it up, you know, as opposed to doing everything all at once day one.
So that's the company line from Dan Quinn, where at some point in that answer, he totally veered off of the premise, which is like, what are we doing without Lattimore and Tunsil and McLaurin? To me, this is only a big deal if Lattimore and Tunsil are doing this for contract purposes. I would like Lattimore of the three in training camp the most, because his hamstring issue severely hampered him last year. I want him there to be a mentor to guys like Mike Sanderstill and Trey Amos. I want him to know this defense inside and out. And I want to, if I'm the team, I want to watch how he's moving and have as much control over the rehab as possible. He might have been, I think he was there earlier in the offseason for phase one and phase two. So, like, it's not a huge deal, but also, like, why are you not here? Are you just wanting to do your own thing? Did you have a family vacation scheduled this week? Did you, whatever. That said, it's voluntary. I'm also not going to make a bigger deal out of it as in my current role as a media member versus if I'm cosplaying as a team, you know, if I'm cosplaying as Dan Quinn or Adam Peters. But, like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like this is catastrophic. But I am going to say, like, if he wants new money, what's the path to getting him in camp? Like, is he going to sit out the mandatory stuff? Is he going to sit out the any days of training camp? Because Marshawn Lattimore, from a contract standpoint, he's got $16 million this year, or $18 million on the cap, $16 million in base, and a $2 million roster bonus each of the next 2 years, $16.5 in 2026. And that money's not guaranteed. Marshawn Lattimore has zero guaranteed dollars left. They can cut him for a $2 million dead cap hit this afternoon if they wanted to. If I'm Marshawn Lattimore, I would like that money more guaranteed. Hey, can you at least guarantee my base for this year? And if I'm Adam Peters and that's what it takes to make him happy, I probably am doing it. It doesn't change the cap math. It doesn't change anything. If you needed to create space, you could obviously convert some of that to signing bonus. He would get more cash up front, so he's happy. It then also pushes cash into the cap next year. I would just either try to stay on the contract as it is and just be like, nah, man, you're going to play. You're going to get your game checks. It'll be fine. Or guarantee this year. And, you know, if you're Lattimore, you're looking for new money that goes into next year that provides you with more long-term security. And if you're the Commanders, you're probably not wanting that. Laremy Tunsil is in a similar situation. Laremy Tunsil also has 2 years remaining on his deal, this year and next year. If you, at the end of this year, want to move on from Laremy Tunsil, you could at zero dead cap money. They knew that when they acquired him. He's going to make about $21 million each of the next 2 years, both in cash and cap. And you don't make a trade like you did for Tunsil. And frankly, you don't make a trade like you did for Lattimore unless you plan on having those guys here longer. I think the difference is for Lattimore, you then had a half a season that was not very good performance and he was injured. So why would you guarantee anything more? If you're Tunsil, one, it's a bigger investment. And you gave up a second rounder next year and a third, a high third this year on top of some other things. But you probably want to see him play first before you decide just what that contract is going to look like. You're going to extend him for 2 years, 3 years. Is it just a 1-year extension? Or are you just guaranteeing next year? Like, there's a lot of different ways you can go about that. but you want to see him. And so if these guys want that money before they participate in anything, then there might be a problem. But chances are their agents and Adam Peters have already had the conversations. Dan Quinn and everyone on the team knows what's up. And ultimately, especially for a guy like Tunsil, I used to talk about this with Trent Williams all the time. Like, Laremy Tunsil's a one-of-one kind of guy. He is incredibly athletically gifted. And while, yes, there are schematic things and timing and teamwork and whatever stuff that he's got to learn as an offensive lineman with his new teammates, if Laremy Tunsil wants to go work out on his own because Laremy Tunsil can get more out of his own workouts than the quote-unquote group workout, I'm fine with that. He'll pick up all that stuff in training camp and be fine. Laremy Tunsil doesn't need voluntary OTAs. And, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, if you want to throw him in that category, like, fine. He's not as good as Tunsil is, but, like, this is a guy that's been around. How much individual drill does he need to do in a team setting versus whatever else he wants to do that's more individualized? It's just not that big of a deal. And so understanding why these guys are out and what it's going to take to get them back, that is a quote-unquote big deal, in that understanding that is important. But pretending like it's some catastrophic thing that could derail their season, or there is some enormous hit on their ability to perform in the fall, I think that is probably taking it a step too far. Coming up next, what did I see? That's what I didn't see today at OTAs. Up next, what I did see, including a heck of a start for one of the Commanders' rookies. That's next on The Hoffman Show.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team 980. Always alive as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the team 980. Where I feel like I'm sitting a little low in the camera shot today. That's better. Also, Anthony, your camera's a little too tall. We're gonna bring that down. It's okay. It's not. It's on my end. I can fix it. But look at us looking like we're the same height. Now we're all set. So yeah, you can watch the show each and every day on YouTube at the Team 980. All right, Anthony, you ready to run through some mini camp or not mini camp? I hate. There's too many names for stuff. OTAs, observations. Are you ready for what I saw and the notes that I jotted down?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Excellent. Cool. Internal processing error on the hotkey. There we go. Got it. Music era. You must have observational music, which sounds like it should be like elevator music or something, but we're observing football. So this is the music. No, I do not want to call my mom. I want the notes app on my phone. Really a mess. How much you want to bet that my mom calls me back? I don't even know if that call got completed to get out.
Oh, it did.
If it did. Sorry, Mom. All right. OTAs. It started for Jaden Daniels in the 7-on-7 period. Like, they did a bunch of individual drills and stuff. And first of all, there's 90 guys. It's inside in the bubble, which is, in a way, nice because for us as a media, because we can kind of see as opposed to everyone being spread around of all the fields. But they also, like, what's the word? They, like, penned us down. Like we were contained. That's the word I'm looking for. Down in one area of the sideline. So Jaden and the quarterbacks were working on the far side away from us, like across the field. And then on the other side of the field, like we were inside the 25 on one side on the sideline. And then on the other side of the field, like the other side of the 50, you had like O-line, D-line stuff working down there. So I don't have a ton for you on the line, and that's also kind of how it works. And then the only competitive situation was 7-on-7 anyway. So I don't have a ton for you there. But once they go through the individual drills and we're seeing some guys move around, they're, you know, oh, receivers catching passes is right in front of us, which is nice. Everyone gets distracted by the shiny objects, aka the football and Debo catching it. They go through all these, or call them like mixed individual skill drills. Right. So instead of being by position group before they even got into Indy, as they call it, individual, group drills or individual position drills, they are working on just basic fundamentals, catching the football, running around different stuff, running through contact. So if you're playing on special teams or your offense or defense and you're in a position to potentially carry the football, aka you could get an interception, you could be a receiver, you could be a running back. You're a quarterback. You're going through all of, actually, I don't think the quarterbacks did, but everyone else is going through these basic fundamentals of catching, running, throwing, or catching, running, tackling for the special teams guys, etc. So get through that. Get through the position drills. 7-on-7. They get in the first, like, I think it's two of the first three snaps. Jaden's picked off. Because balls go through, on one ball goes through Michael Gallup's hands. Another one, Michael Gallup slips coming out of a route. Now, Gallup had a couple of other nice plays later in practice. Also, some of you just remember that Michael Gallup is on the team. But he's, Jaden has a hits Gallup on a in-breaker, and it pops off his hands, pops up in the air. Jeremy Reeves gets a pick. And then really nice play by Trey Amos on a second play where the ball, on this one, Gallup slipped and it gets right to Amos, but he finishes the play. And like, you see the ball skills, you see how he's able to react to it. And that kind of kickstarted what I think was a very nice day for Trey Amos. If I take anything out of today, and again, it's within the context that it's one practice and I think they practice again tomorrow. We're just not out there. And for all I know, tomorrow Trey Amos is going to get his butt handed to him because he's a rookie and sometimes that happens. But the way he moved, the way he adjusted to the physicality, and again, it's no pads today, but like there's some other guys that you just see, like KJ Osborne's able to just power through the threes. Like you're out there against some undrafted free agent who doesn't know what's about to hit him, and KJ Osborne is crushing it. And I'm standing there with Logan watching practice, and Logan's like, you gotta take that with a grain of salt. He's like, when I used to go against the threes, I loved this time of year. Because I would just destroy rookies who have never played NFL football. They don't really, it's not even that they're not strong enough. They don't understand what they can and can't get away with yet. Like, there's refs out there, and there are no flags thrown today. There's one play that Actually, Sandra still had a nice PBU, but I think earlier in the play, he probably should have gotten a hold. Nice route by Jalen Lane to cross his face, and then Mikey does a good job of getting back at it. Throw is also a little bit late from Sam Hartman, but, you know, Mikey gets a hand on it, makes a good play on the ball. And it's like, how do you count that? Good play, Jalen Lane. Good play, Mikey Sanders still, but also potential penalty. But, like, you don't know what you can and get away with as a defensive back, especially. And so you see guys get torched a little bit. What else? Yeah, so almost Trey Amos almost had a second pick where he was playing outside against Debo, and he kind of sits perfectly where he's supposed to in the coverage. And Hartman throws a little bit outside, and Amos is able to break on the ball. They really were trying to get Debo the ball a lot. Now, I don't know whether that's he's just quarterback friendly or that was by design. Like, hey, we're trying to throw this slant. We're trying to throw this. We're trying to throw that. But Debo certainly was getting a lot of balls today from multiple quarterbacks as they do their stuff where it's not like the ones are all together all the time. It's like, oh, here's one receiver group that's going to take a snap, rotate out. Now it's second receiver group is now with Jaden. And then, you know, quarterback eventually changes out. Now you got the one receivers, the three tight end, and, you know, the first quarterback. Like, it's kind of funky how they do it. But Trey Amos, again, really, really nice. Luke McCaffrey, by the way, also wearing number 11 now. Jeremy Chinn vacated the 11, and Luke switched to 11. Anthony, thoughts?
I like the 12, man. I like the 12. I don't know if I like him in the 11.
But, hey, if he produces in 11, we'll love him in 11. He had a play where, like, had a really nice fight through Carlin Vigors, the undrafted free agent corner. Like, Vigors was pretty physical and was able to, you know, get some hands on Luke and probably is a hold or a PI on Vigors. But Luke just, you know, fights him off at the last second, comes down with the ball. So that was really nice. One of Jaden's last reps of the day, he had Luke in 2 minutes for a touchdown, and he overthrew him. So, dang, on that one. Jaden looked kind of mad that he didn't get another rep. So I don't know what the time score situation down distance was. But it seemed like he wanted another crack at it, and DQ was like, nah, you're done. Speaking of Jaden, something else that's like actually important, as long as it holds up through the regular season, which I would assume that it would. His command is crazy. And I know it's May. It's a 2 minute drill, 7-on-7. There's not even a lineman out there. But like the speed at which he was getting plays off in 2 minutes and how he's able to get guys lined up and the confidence with which that's all done, it's so high. It's so good. You can't do it better. Now, again, it's May. What does that mean when the bullets are flying for real and there's guys trying to take your head off and the clock is really ticking and all that kind of stuff? Like, I don't know what it means, but it's better than if he stunk at it in May. And so his comfort level in the offense, his command of the offense in year two, I mean, he kind of showed it last year. We were just like, man, this guy's on top of everything. Just to see just how crisp it is, it was really special and really nice. And that was one of the bigger takeaways that I think actually matters on some level for me today. The only thing I had written down, cornerback alignment. Obviously, Lattimore's not there, but Sanders still was in the slot mostly today. So I think that is probably going to be where he goes. But then again, you know, Amos is going to have to win that job outside. So we'll see. The cross-training was going to happen. I'm not reading too much into it. But I also think it confirms what we all thought, which is that their ideal is that Mikey is their starting slot. Amos is on one side, and Lattimore, obviously, is on the other. So that's what I wrote down in my notes, Anthony. That's the training camp notebook unloaded.
I mean, I'm excited. Trey Amos having a good day, or seemingly having a good first day. I think that's pretty cool. And then also just being able to, you know, tips and overthrows, like, I understand, like, Michael Gallup fell out of his cut or the ball went through his hands, but the fact that the defense is alert and that we're capitalizing on, you know, those opportunities, those are called ops. So as long as you're capitalizing on those, I think it will be good. So,
you know, what was cool too is they actually did a tipped ball as part of that, like, everybody does it period that I was talking to you about. They had this drill where, like, a coach, let's say, like, you're throwing the ball to me. We're both coaches. and then the players are behind. You throw the ball to me. I tip it up in the air behind me, and then the players have to react to it.
Yeah.
They literally practiced a tip ball drill, and then they got a pick in 7-on-7 on like the second or third play from Jaden Daniels off the hands of Michael Gallup. All right, that is what happened at OTAs today. Coming up at 4:45, I talked with Commanders rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane about his first day in front of us, at least. He's been obviously there over the last couple of weeks since being drafted. Talked about growing up as the son of a coach and all kinds of other fun stuff. But coming up next, the other big story in the DMV today is stretching the boundaries of the DMV. We're going to include Baltimore, which is always a controversial take. But the Mystics are playing in Baltimore because they're playing the Fever, and they needed the bigger arena. And then Caitlin Clark got hurt and is not going to play. How big of a deal is this for the W as we watch this tonight? We'll talk about that before we get to Jalen Lane. And then Mitch is going to join us coming up, as in Mitch Tischler, is going to join us coming up at 5 for Not My Beat. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, and we're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Back to Commanders OTAs in about 10 minutes. My chat with Jalen Lane, the Commanders rookie receiver from after practice today. Then we will talk to Mitch Tischler coming up at 5 o'clock. I literally, as I was walking out of the media annex today, was like, hey, what are you doing at 5 o'clock? And he's like, I will be driving to Baltimore for the Fever Mystics game tonight. And I was like, would you like to be entertained on your drive by me asking you football questions? And he said, yes. Yes, I would. So Mitch Tischler, who might be listening right now, laughing and me recounting the story, is coming up at 5 o'clock. However, first, we're going to talk about the thing that Mitch Tischler is going to see, which is the Fever, which is supposed to be Caitlin Clark and friends taking on the Mystics. And Anthony, I don't know if you've heard, but Caitlin Clark has a quad strain, is going to be out 2 weeks, and thus the whole WNBA is actually going to stop playing. It's just going to cease to exist if you ask the dumbest people on the planet. I'm not going to lie and pretend like this isn't a huge bummer, but of course it is. If LeBron James or Jaden Daniels or pick your star in any sport gets hurt, it stinks if you have a ticket, right? Like if you were going to see the Lakers and the Wizards and you were going, I don't know if you're a lifelong LeBron James fan, Anthony Haney, can you put yourself in that situation? Could you possibly imagine that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that you're playing yourself in this movie.
if
you were going to see the Lakers and all of a sudden the game before LeBron got hurt, like you probably want to sell your ticket. You'd be pretty bummed out. And that's not to undermine exactly the nature of how I'm sure plenty of people that wanted to go see Caitlin. I feel bad for folks in Baltimore who were like really excited this game was coming to them. Obviously, the game being moved to the bigger arena, to CFG Bank Arena tonight because Capital One Arena is under construction. Jim Van Stone, the president of Monumental, who we're going to have on the show next week, the president of their business side, said that the Mystics, maybe as soon as next year, are going to play at least 12 games at Capital One Arena once this summer's renovations can't happen with fans there. But maybe as soon as next season, with the other renovations that are going to be happening, the Mystics are going to be playing a ton more games at Cap One. But the people that are freaking out like that the league is going to cease to exist because Caitlin Clark is going to miss 2 weeks, like that's obviously an over-exaggeration to an extreme. I will say if she misses the game against the Chicago Sky, that is an enormous, enormous bummer. Because that game, Anthony, against Angel Reese and the Sky is 8 p.m. Saturday night CBS. So we're talking primetime network television. And Caitlin is going to miss that game. And this is why the NBA came down really, really hard a couple of years ago and legislated that players had to play primetime games if they were healthy. Like, hey, if I'm ABC and I've got a LeBron versus Steph matchup, and then all of a sudden LeBron is missing. LeBron's a bad example because LeBron wasn't as bad about this as other stars. And he kind of wanted to play in this stuff. He hates load management. Who's someone who's real bad about it? I mean, Kawhi was.
Kawhi.
But like Kawhi also, the Clippers were trying to make sure that his knee didn't explode. So his was more legit, I think, than a lot of other stars.
Embiid.
Sure. Let's say Embiid, it's a LeBron-Embiid matchup. Lakers, Sixers, 2 years ago when Embiid's on his way to MVP. And Joel is like, they're playing a back-to-back Friday, Saturday, and you sit the primetime Saturday night ABC game. Like, no.
Didn't he do that when they played the Nuggets? I think they were supposed to play the Nuggets in primetime. He didn't play.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, his knee's been so bad that, like, I could believe anything that, like, he woke up in the morning on the wrong side of the bed and his knee was jacked up and he couldn't play that night. Like, he's in a bad way. Like, he needs major surgery, I think, and major recovery. And hopefully we get to see. I mean, the last time Joel Embiid was healthy, he was the best player on the planet. Like, the numbers he put up were literally, like, Wilt Chamberlain-level numbers. Like, it was crazy, the run he was on. And then he just fell off a cliff. And maybe that's been his entire career. Is like, he's always been a ticking time bomb. And the fact that he's made it into his 30s might be a small miracle, considering how his career started. But anyway, not to get too sidetracked on Joel Embiid, like, the leagues do everything possible to mitigate marquee matchups not having marquee players. But at the end of the day, like, it's sports. These things happen because these things happen. You can't. Caitlin Clark has never missed a game in college, never missed a game in the W until tonight. This will be her first ever missed game. And so what I don't want to do is downplay how much it stinks for all of us that were looking forward to watching, for anybody that was planning on going. If you're someone in the DMV who's a huge Caitlin Clark fan, or whose kid's a huge Caitlin Clark fan, and you're going to be robbed of seeing her play, that stinks. I really wanted to see how Sonia Citron played against her. Like, I'm still looking forward to seeing how Sony does against Kelsey Mitchell, who's an all-star guard, and like, it's still a great challenge. This Indiana team, even without Caitlin, is still a top half team in the WNBA. They're really, really good. But it's also not like a catastrophe beyond epic proportions that some people who their entire view of the W is just Caitlin Clark's existence. Those people, whatever. I think the more interesting thing, frankly, is from a basketball standpoint, like, the Fever have the Mystics twice. I believe the Connecticut Sun, who are now 0-5 after they got housed last night by Paige Beckers and the Dallas Wings, who were previously defeated. That's Beckers' first professional win. And they also have Chicago, who hasn't won a game yet. So if you're Indiana and you're trying to fight with the New Yorks of the world and the Minnesota Lynx of the world, who were undefeated at 5-0 after they got another win last night over Seattle, like, how do they hold up from a basketball standpoint? And obviously, how does this affect Clark's run at MVP? If she misses four games, like, it's not going to hurt that much. But if she misses more than that, then now we're starting to really hurt the case in a 44-game season where you're missing close to 10% of the games. Because that's how the maths. Then again, if Nafisa Collier is going to average 40 or 30, 32 a game or whatever she's averaging, like, it's not going to matter because she's going to win the MVP.
Yeah, Fee definitely looks like she wants that MVP award at the end of the season. But I think to your point about Caitlin Clark missing time and, fans going out to see her, like, it is a huge bummer. But at the same token, especially if you're a Washington Mystics fan, like, I think we have some young rookies that are very exciting to see. So I think, you might not get to see Caitlin, but there are other players around the W that
Mystics are worth watching every night, man. Like, mm-hmm. Citron and Iriafin are good. We also might, for the first time this season, get to see essentially what is a fully healthy squad. Obviously, Georgia Amor being out for the season stinks, and they miss her for sure, even though she was going to be a rookie, slash is a rookie. But if Kira is good to go, Shakira Austin looks like she's going to be okay with the concussion. She makes her re-debut tonight. You get her, Aaliyah Edwards, and Brittany Sykes on the floor for the same time, or at the same time for the first time all year. Like, now let's see what this team is. So it's gonna be a fun night in Baltimore. They have New York on Thursday. They're at Indiana again this weekend, and then New York on Friday, Indiana again this weekend, and then back home against the Liberty again next Thursday. When we get back, Jalen Lane, Virginia Tech receiver turned Commanders rookie. I talked to him after practice today. You'll hear that conversation here on The Hoffman Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the team 980. Pick six at six will feature Dan Quinn. It will feature Cliff Kingsbury. It will feature Jaden Daniels, maybe some Tyler Biotish as well coming up a little bit later. Again, we'll talk to Mitch Tischler coming up at 5 o'clock for Not My Beat. Right now, though, had the chance earlier today after Commanders practice to talk with rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane. For those that are watching on YouTube, it's an audio-only interview, so you'll get to see a fancy graphic instead of the actual video. That was just kind of the way the day went. But great chat with Jalen, and here it is here on the Team 980.
With Jalen Lane after his first professional days of phase three of OTAs. It's weird because it's like the first day for us, but what's it been like for you being out here the last couple of weeks since you've been drafted, rookie minicamp, and then out here today?
Yeah, it's been real cool. Like, you can tell here in Washington it's a special place, a lot of special people here, and, you know, just a lot of great people to be around, and, you know, I'm excited to get to work with the vets and, you know, all the guys that's here, and it's been a great few weeks.
How different is the speed of the tempo compared to, say, rookie minicamp when the vets are out here?
I mean, I just say, like, there's a lot more communication going on, a lot more, you know, flying around stuff because, like, everybody's confident. They've been doing it forever. And so you can see that from the defense and, you know, just from an offensive standpoint, it's a lot more communication. So, yeah, it's just that. And, you know, the more you communicate, the faster you can play.
So Clover, South Carolina's very own, the 864. Love to see it. You grew up, obviously, I think a lot of people that followed your story, especially learned about your story after the draft, know your dad was a coach.
Yep.
How did How did him, before we ask about the football part of it, how did him being a coach impact like how he was as a dad and kind of how you grew up, that whatever coaching stuff, you just look at him or you look back at it and you're like, oh yeah, that was coach coming out.
Nah, facts. I feel like it would have been worse if I played quarterback. But, you know, he tried to keep, you know, family time away from football as much as possible, mainly because my mom didn't want to hear all that at the dinner table. But, you know, there'd be certain times where we just competing regularly. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Coach Lane instead of Pops. So, yeah.
And then what was it like to play for your dad as a player, having him as a coach?
Yeah, while I was playing for him, it was great, you know, just because, you know, he was on me hard. You know, he's pushing me and, you know, he's being harder on me than any of my other teammates just because, you know, he don't want to give the impression that, oh, he's just starting because his dad's the coach. But, you know, he made me earn everything and I feel like, you know, him being like that on me early on helped me get to where I'm at today.
With Jalen Lane here on the Hoffman Show. So when did, because like, I'm sure there's that moment where you're trying to figure out like, okay, am I playing because that's my dad or am I pretty good at this? Like, when did you know like, oh yeah, I'm a really good football player?
I think it was a 7-on-7, you know, South Carolina, you do 7-on-7s all summer. It was actually at Burns High School. It was the last play. I can't remember who we were playing, last play of the game. They threw up a jump ball. I mossed like 5 people. And, you know, I'm standing like 5'6" in high school, and I just made a crazy play. Everybody was hyping. That was kind of like the moment. I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm pretty good at this.
that's nice. So you eventually wind up at Middle Tennessee State. I went to Middle Tennessee State for 2 years because they have a great music engineering program, and that's what I thought I wanted to do until I started doing this.
Yeah.
Why did you go to Middle Tennessee State?
Man, you know, I was kind of under-recruited coming out, and, you know, Middle Tennessee came late. And, you know, Coach Stock was there. He was a really good dude. You know, I just loved the way he carried himself. And, you know, I saw what he was doing with the team. And, you know, I decided to go there.
And then at what point did you know that, okay, there might be more out there for me? I mean, transferring is just a thing that a lot of kids are doing now. It's a totally different world, whether it's NIL or opportunity, whatever it is. So what was that for you that made then the opportunity first to leave and then why Virginia Tech?
I'd say, you know, I wanted to be able to prove that I could play, you know, at a higher level. You know, I didn't want that to be a question, me going into, you know, getting drafted and stuff like that. And, you know, I saw the opportunity there with the transfer portal and, you know, Tech was kind of one of the first teams to hit me up. And, you know, who wouldn't want to play in that atmosphere first off? And, you know, I got a lot of great coaches there and, you know, it felt like, you know, helped me get where I'm at today. So I feel like it was a great decision.
Yeah, for sure. With Jalen Lane here on the Hoffman Show. By the way, did you see that Metallica performed live down there the other day?
Yeah, like, I was so jealous I didn't get to go, man. They said it caused like a mini earthquake when they played Enter Sandman. So I was like, yeah, that's crazy.
If I had told you like back in high school, hey, you're really going to want to go to a Metallica concert one day, would you have been like, no, I don't?
I would have said, who was Metallica? I'm not going to lie. Yeah. So,
what was it like the first time you came out and like you got to experience that live?
Dude, it was like just everything felt like slow motion. I still remember it so vividly. You know, it's just butterflies, chills, all of the above. And, you know, it's something that, you know, you never want to take for granted. Yeah.
You mentioned, you know, since you've been here, it, you can tell it's a special place. What are some of those early, you know, stories, early impressions, early things that stand out of why you felt that way and why you feel that way?
I mean, I think in the locker room, you get the vibes of a college locker room. You know, like in college, you know, you're around the guys all the time. You're probably living with some of them, things like that. But like here, I really didn't know what to expect. But, you know, you got dudes joking around. They got a hoop in there. And, you know, it just feels like a real brotherhood. And, you know, I think that stands out to me.
You walk around this locker room, so looking over your shoulder, and Bobby Wagner's here. Yeah. Like, he's going to have a gold jacket one day, which is neat. What was it like to all of a sudden you walk in, though, and, you know, you're probably watching Jaden last year do what he's doing on TV. You see a guy like Bobby Wagner. We all watched Bobby growing up. So what's it like to see that guy 3D in the flesh? And, you know, how do you treat those early interactions?
I think it's very surreal, one, because obviously you see him on TV and you know what they've done and where they're, you know, going to end up in the Hall of Fame, but also just how down to earth everybody is. You know, I meet Bobby for the first time coming in, you know, adapting up, talking to me like, I'm like, dang, this is Bobby Wagner. But, you know, and then, like, same with Zach Ertz, Terry, everybody, you know, everybody's like that. And, you know, I think it just speaks to, you know, what the coaches and the higher-ups here are trying to do and just the kind of brotherhood and bond we got.
Last thing for you, obviously, you and Debo, similar roles, skill sets, whatever, in this offense, however you want to phrase it.
Yeah.
But what have you been able to pick up from him so far and, you know, how much are you kind of watching him to say, okay, let me see how he goes about his business. Let me see how he does these things specifically to know that you can better your game.
Yeah, you know, Debo, he's from South Carolina too, so we kind of got like a little connection there. And, But, you know, he's just, you know, how he carries himself. He's, a, you know, born to be a leader. And he's just, you know, very, you know, what's the word, technical and very attention to detail. I can't detail oriented. That's what I'm looking for. And, you know, you can see that in the way he practices and the way he does routes on air, whatever the case may be. So him, Noah Brown, Terry, you know, all great guys to, you know, for me to come in and watch and learn from.
Jalen Lane with us here on the Hoffman Show. Jalen, welcome to D.C. and good luck.
Free stage.
That's my chat with Jalen Lane from earlier today at OTAs. I also chatted with Mitch Tischler earlier today at OTAs. During practice, we were chatting, and then as we were leaving, I said, hey, do you want to come on at 5 o'clock? He said, yes, it's almost 5 o'clock. Time for Not My Beat. Mitch Tischler joins us next on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.